Hello.
Hey, Roy.
Well, hi there, Mr. Phil. Can you speak up a little bit?
Yeah.
I can hardly hear you.
I'm sorry.
Well, hang on a second.
All right.
My teacher, turn that dadgum red hot chili pepper tape down. But there's somebody on the telephone. Well, put on them earphones we brought for you last time on your birthday. Well, what happened to them? Well, has it passed any of the pieces of them yet? Well, dadgummit, that's what you get for leaving them down there by his dog dish. I'm sorry, Phil.
That's okay, Roy.
I guess now I know how come old Bon Jovi looks like he's been crying every time I let him come back in from going outside.
Ooh, it sounds like it, yeah.
At them headphones. Y'all been doing all right?
All right. Yeah, fine. How about you?
Well, we've been happier than a pup with two tails, Phil.
Really?
Yep. We got some good news from Sharon Jean's folks about the holidays.
What's that?
Well, they ain't a-coming.
Oh, that's really good news.
Yep, apparently Daddy and Mama Upshaw had them a lucky number in a high school football program.
Mm-hmm.
Won them a three-day bus pass to anywhere that Greyhound drives.
Wow.
They're going to use it Thanksgiving to go down to the county work farm.
The county work farm?
County work farm and see Sharon Jean's Uncle Nub.
Is that right?
Yep, you remember Nub, don't you?
I don't remember Uncle Nub.
Oh, he's Sharon Jean's mother's brother, Phil.
Oh.
Yeah, the one that's doing 6 months hard labor for running one of them sweaty shops.
Uh-oh.
Yep, it's a big warehouse, Phil. He had full of immigrant workers.
Yeah.
They were making cheap, unauthorized Hanson t-shirts.
That's not good.
Nope. In fact, they wouldn't have caught him at all, Phil, if it weren't for the 500 sixth grade girls in town that come down with a chest rash that look like Zach.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I'll be damned.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I guess you didn't call to hear about my good fortune.
No.
Nope, I reckon you want to know about the fishing.
What you got for us this week?
Well, I tell you, even with all this chilly weather, I did manage to drown me a little bait a time or two.
Yeah?
Yep, first time I got out, I expect you know it was on a Tuesday.
Tuesday, yeah.
Yep, me and the boy Raymond got out after it warmed up and went down to Two Finger Cove, Phil.
Where's that?
Well, it's just a little ways north of where the Quivering Thigh River starts to forking real good.
Yeah?
Yep, and then Wednesday, me and Tiny Robertson, you know Tiny, don't you?
I don't know Tiny.
Great big fella, Phil. Used to wrestle old Widder Dobbins' cow down to the ground so his little brother Guthrie could squirt Raymond and Letitia in the face with hot milk.
How about that?
Yep, me and Tiny went off to a place Tiny found one day when he made a wrong turn while he was running his Charlie Chips route.
Yeah?
Yep, in fact, me and Tiny calls it our secret hole.
Oh.
It sounds kind of exotic, don't it?
A little bit, yeah.
Sounds kind of like a place that only aliens would know about.
Ooh.
Yep, caught us a couple of mudcat, Phil.
Did you?
Done it on dough balls I made out of chicken blood, Bisquick, and chili cheese Fritos.
Hmm.
Yep, great thing about them is while we didn't use fishing, we served as horses doobers that night when we had Tiny and his wife over to play dominoes.
Well, what a deal.
Yep, well, listen, I better be getting off of here.
Okay, Roy.
I got to go find Bon Jovi some Vaseline and the muscle relaxant.
Okay.
Y'all have a good
one. All right.
Dadgummit, Letitia. Why didn't you tell me he had your headphones? Well, didn't you hear him whimpering, girl? Well, I know I make the same noise, but I got...